Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Season 2 of Making a Welcher debuts Monday, I guess? Danny's not wearing a suit. He's supposed to be. He's made up his own rules as to how he's not in a suit.
So I'm not doing this. So if you guys can do it, whatever you want, I can. I just won't participate.
I have to thank Shorts, actually, for an immensely entertaining break. But also, Shorts normally refuses to explain his bits to me. For some reason, like, if I don't get them, he just will not stoop to my level to explain them. And he actually just spent 5 minutes answering my questions about one of his bits, which is not normally what he does.
This
and I really appreciate it.
I would say I'm even less. I understand less than when we started.
Right.
So he did he ended the last segment with a zing about.
Well, we didn't know if it was a zing.
Well, we found that during the break. So whatever he said about my buddy Rory, who's again doing great. He's in a movie with Will Ferrell and he's got
Netflix special.
Can I
give some important background?
Go ahead, please.
Okay.
Yeah.
Danny has a great friend named Rory Scovel. Rory Scovel is a comedian who came on our show a few weeks ago. Rory is in a new movie with Will Ferrell and is blowing up in Los Angeles. He has a Netflix special right now.
Yeah.
It's one of the top Netflix comedian specials you see when you go to the main page at Netflix. You were in his wedding. He was in your wedding.
Yes.
You guys are very, very close. At one point in time, you were doing shows together and coming up as comedians in New York.
We started in D.C. together and moved to New York almost together within a few months of each other. We're doing shows up there. Like, we have been great friends for 14 years.
You guys used to get coffee together.
You real quick want to go get coffee at the Starbucks inside the Target? And this was the awkward moment. Listen to how long that lasts. Oh, that joke fell flat.
That was it. When we got Rory on for the first time after 3 years of Danny talking about Rory on the show and opening for him in different places around here.
Mm-hmm.
Rory comes on and Danny's like, oh, it's my friend Rory. This is going to be so great.
Here's an inside joke that he'll laugh at.
He makes a joke to Rory, which Rory just deadpans.
Just poker face. Do you real quick want to go get coffee at the Starbucks inside the Target?
He doesn't respond at all. So at the end of the last segment, okay, Shorts just says to you as he's signing off, I saw Rory Scovel's stand-up.
Netflix special.
It was funny.
It was really funny.
And so he walks out of the studio, and I looked at you and I said, did Shorts love it or was that a zing? Because with him, you really never know what he actually thinks. Like, he either hates me or likes me, and I don't know the difference.
Okay.
It's one or the other. I don't know if he hates you or likes you, but it's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that way about everything with Shorts. Like, he's eating food, and I don't know if he hates the food or likes the food. There's nothing that actually makes sense with him.
There's no tell. So I don't get, I would say, 94 to 96% of Shorts bits. Like, he'll just tweet, like, a meme, and I'm supposed to get it, or, like, it's between him and Dar, but then one's between him and Thom, and then another time it's Brock is involved. I never know what's happening. I'd like to be in. I like being included
you
in bits.
You love being included in things.
I just like being included.
You like nothing more than being included in bits.
I'm a fan of that. So I asked him during the break. I was like, hey, was that a zing? And he goes, of course it's a zing. And then, like, was shocked that I would even ask.
But then he goes on this five-minute diatribe about how we also found out breaking news. He tweeted when Rory was coming on our show. He's like, oh, great. One of my favorite comedians, at Rory Scovel, is coming on Grant and Danny today. And you and I both had this. I remember the conversation distinctly. It was a revelation. We said, wow, Shorts likes Rory a lot.
I wonder if he likes him.
Who knew? Or
if he's doing
he's
something
like,
else.
No, that was a zing to make fun of Danny. How is that making fun of Danny? And his allegation is that because Rory is your best friend, you are somehow angry that he has gotten famous. And Shorts says, everyone understands what I'm saying. Except that you and I can't grasp the idea that one of your friends gets famous and you would somehow be really bothered by that. And Shorts' explanation is, if you're a comedian and a fellow comedian gets famous, you hate him. Which basically attacks your character.
Yeah, if the question is, and I keep saying this over and over during the break, if the question is, would I like the things that have happened to Rory to happen to me? Of course. He's in movies.
Would
he's
you
on
like
Netflix.
To be in a movie with Will Ferrell?
Yes,
and
I would
in
love
Hollywood
that.
On a TV show on TBS?
I wish that. He's on a television show called Those Who Can't, which is hilarious on True TV. I wish more people watched it. It's actually legit funny. He's awesome on it. He had a show on TBS for two seasons. With one of my Dreamboat guys from Perfect Pitch. Skylar Astin, who I love so
I'm
much.
Sure, it's Perfect Pitch.
Yeah, I don't know what Perfect Pitch
is. It's an 0-2 slider in the dirt that he swung over the top of. By the way, Thommy just tweeted out Schwartz's original tweet. My favorite comedian tags Rory Scovel in the bit, by the way. Joins his DC radio pals. I've never met the guy. I'm not his pal, but whatever. Grant and Danny on the radio in like 1 minute.
I don't get it.
I guess Thom got that it was a bit right away because Thom posted a hilarious gif as if he was uncomfortable. But you and I both took that to mean that, oh, Schwartz likes Rory Scovel.
So the next layer apparently is not only that, but like Schwartz thinks I'm now like rooting against my friend.
So this was the question I asked Schwartz.
The next layer of this, yeah.
So I said, hold on, this will help me make sense of this. Because you admitted, you're like, yes, obviously I would like to have had the success that Rory had.
If your question is, would you like to be successful in the industry? Here's an example of someone that's successful. Would you like that? The answer is yeah. Why? That's not novel. That's not crazy, right?
So I said, okay, are you saying if there's this button right in front of Danny, and all he has to do is hit the button, and his best buddy, who was in his wedding, Rory, is no longer successful in movies and TV shows, and is rather just kind of traveling around the D.C. area, making a few bucks here and there to do comedy.
Just a nubs open micer.
Would he hit the button? And Blue Shorts is convinced.
He says, quote, of course.
That you would just hit this button to change your buddy's life in a negative way.
To turn him into a pauper.
No benefit to you whatsoever.
Which I mean, that's outrageous.
As I said to him, he must then think we're friends, right?
Yeah.
We're like you and Rory did the same thing. You and I are on a radio show together.
Yeah.
Do we root against each other's successes?
Not that I knew of.
When I see you on Channel 9 talking with Frank Hanrahan, do I go, why is Danny on TV tonight? Why would I do that?
So I see you on CSN and I go, oh, that's good. Now, if again, the distinction is, I like to be on CSN. I'd like to talk about the Wizards or the Nationals or the Capitals or the Redskins. I'd like to have opportunities. I'm happy for Grant that he gets them. I think both things can be true.
Yes,
but for him, he definitely thinks I want you to have a heart attack on air so I can take your spot.
Right.
That's what he's saying basically.
No, well, yeah, when I found out that I had one kidney and I'm going to die much sooner than I was originally projected to, he thought you were a little bit happy.
He thought
about
that I was giddy about that.
Exactly.
Ooh, solo shows for a week when they find a replacement.
When I was going through terrible anxiety issues after finding out I had one kidney and I was in a doctor's office getting medication so that I could keep doing the show. Schwartz thought that you were really pumped up about it.
I'm just pumping my fist silently.
They're like, next
he's
gig
laughing
is
really hard and not denying any of this.
Right. So can I ask you, can you take Hum's mic for a second? What do you think of like our relationship? Do you think that radio hosts who work in the same studio together hate each other too?
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously.
You don't think that I'm happy when something good happens for Danny?
Look at the history of every radio show, especially every radio duo in radio history. They all hate each other eventually.
After 20
true.
Years.
Yes.
Or
probably
three
won't
or
like
four.
Danny that
who knows?
Much after like 17 years.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the Junkies, they all individually have their weird rivalries. And I don't think Danny would be happy if you died. But if he could take your
that's
TV
nice
spots,
okay. So
I think he would
this?
Absolutely be happy
if
to
Danny
do that.
If Danny could hit a button right now, and he would take my CSN Caps gig.
Oh, he'd hit it in a second.
He would take, but
he's never going to admit it.
Hold
but
on,
he would do it.
I don't get to do it then.
Yeah, you have to hold on. Let him.
He's
finish.
Taking money out of my pocket. Uh-huh. He's taking my opportunities away, and then he's just taking those gigs, the Fox, Redskins, whatever it is. He would hit the button.
Absolutely. Are you kidding?
He would not.
You think
hit
he
the
wouldn't
button.
Hit that?
I'm positive he would.
What?
Danny.
Are you insane?
I would hit a button if I could do it too. I would not hit a button to make him. Again, I'm not. You want me to like.
You're
have
taking
him
his success and you wouldn't hit that button? Are you kidding?
I want to be successful.
Are you? Obviously.
Yes.
Right?
I don't want my friends who have worked very hard and are qualified to be unsuccessful.
Yeah, but
that is
you've
not
also worked hard.
Trait.
What I'm saying is the way that you're going to see it in that opportunity is that you've worked just as hard, in your opinion.
Okay.
You've worked just as hard as Grant. So you're going to say, well, I deserve that too. Why wouldn't I take that opportunity? Yes. Boom. Hit the button.
I do deserve it too. But not to the point that I'm going to rob my friend of his things.
A lot of truth is said in jest. You just said you do deserve it too. That's interesting that you would say that on the air.
Is it?
Again, I don't know what that's the kind of comment where now for weeks I'll wonder what Schwartz
meant by it. That's cryptic bit number 117365 in your
why
log.
Why don't you ever make your bits more obvious though?
I'm speaking like a human level truth, and I think that you guys are both being somewhat disingenuous about this. And that's fine. Okay. That's fine. We all have to put on our little character faces every day
and
go to work.
Can I ask you one more question?
Yes.
If I could hit a button, let me get a magic button.
Right.
And I could be a silly stand-up comedian who's open for...
Lisa Lampanelli, among other names. If you were the studio host for the Tyra Banks show for almost 4 weeks.
Would I hit the button?
No, because this is different. You didn't come up as a stand-up comedian. Danny has, so he's seeing somebody who's done literally all the steps that he did and then has become more successful doing it. So this is a different question coming from your perspective. You're not seeing somebody do exactly what you did, become way more successful. I mean, way, way more successful.
Is he just pummeling you about Rory Scovel right now?
But it's accurate. Again, I don't dispute any of that. I don't dispute any of that part, that Rory's more successful.
I know that you love your friend, but if you could take his spot, you would do it in a heartbeat.
But does he have to go? What does he get then? Where is he?
He is.
He's you.
Yeah. He's you.
Oh, we
equal
switch?
Trade. Yeah.
Oh, you're trading. This is a new development.
This is a hairy development.
So now it's the Grant and Rory show. So
absolutely.
Rory's got a radio show in a top 10 market.
Because you guys started off the same,
he
right? You guys were both
then?
At the same Target, asking for coffee, and then doing weird bits together about it.
Or did they? Because Rory ignored Danny.
Yeah, apparently,
when he said
apparently
they did
we didn't. It was 5 seconds of silence. With
so
those 3 years of memories.
So are you sending him
were.
To the studio then, Danny?
Listen. He wouldn't want to do that, so no is the answer. But it's funnier to say that. If Blue Shorts wants to give him a dead end job, like when we started 15 years ago,
I don't think the Grant and Danny show is a dead end job.
No, I'm saying if you want to give
sounds
him
sounds like he
if,
thinks it is.
If you want to give us our stupid government contracting jobs that we had 15 years ago, where I swear to you, we did get coffee inside the Target at the Starbucks.
Sounded like you did.
If you want us to do that, then go back to doing open mics again. I'm not pushing that button for Rory. But if you want him to be on a midday show that does pretty damn well in a top 10 market. I consider that.
That's a level of success. That's what I'm saying. I'm not taking anything away from what you're doing. But I think if you could have your druthers, as they say, I'm sorry, let me just scooch Charlie Sloz's kid out of the way. If you could have your druthers, you would absolutely trade places with him. And he would be the local success on a successful radio show.
He'd be the old one market zilch.
And then you would be the big national comedian with the TV show and a Netflix special and in a Will Ferrell movie.
I'd have to ask him how he feels about that before I push that button.
Do you root against the successes of all your friends?
No, I don't.
Who do you root against here?
I feel like I'm kind of in it with my friends.
Okay.
But if they got successful, then yeah, absolutely, I'd be pissed.
Okay, let's
I have a friend that's in LA right now who's a comedian, and he's doing really well, and it makes me mad, but right. I'm also happy for him.
How about
so it's a double-edged sword.
Othello, our buddy, who is a good dude.
Right.
Oates and you did a show together. Oates is now doing the Rodcast with Chad.
Annoys the hell out of me. But
it
I
does.
Love him. Yeah, I'm happy for him.
Why does it annoy you?
Well, it just bothers me because he's doing something that I would like to be doing and doing it well. I'm happy for him, but on the same side, I'm also jealous.
Is this whole thing more about shorts than
I think
it is.
No, it's not. It's about a human. It's about me being emotionally honest, and then you and Danny are lying to people.
So now we're liars.
So, but here's the difference. Here's where he goes. Because I want success, yes, I would love to do the things that Rory's doing because they're great things. They're awesome. I want a Netflix special. I want a headline.
But no one's disputing
Sampra.
That.
Right.
He's saying
so
that
he does,
you
he,
have animosity toward
yes,
Rory.
He takes that and says, because I'm, I don't know if jealous is the right word, because
jealous,
I would like the same success.
He says you're jealous.
You're definitely jealous.
I therefore don't like my friend or like root against him or something like that.
That's not what I'm saying.
Angst I have is that I'd like to be more successful.
I'm not saying that you're rooting against him. What I'm saying is you would much rather be where he is than him be where he is. And that is the emotionally honest response.
That's true.
That's
though.
Very different than how we started this.
Yes.
Thing.
Yeah, but
that's true.
Okay.
I want that level of success. Absolutely. I said that from the beginning. From Jeff Street.
But
that.
You would much rather be there than him be there, correct?
Sure.
Right. That's my entire point. Maybe we got there in a roundabout way, but that's really my point.
It was a very long-winded trek we
Keep
took
in mind,
to get there.
Well, you guys are the ones hosting the show. It's not
no, I'm not saying it's your fault.
Keep
I'm
in
just
mind,
saying it was a bad trek.
It started
there.
When Blue Shorts said, I really liked Rory's Netflix special, and that was the bit I was supposed to get out of that.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind. That 30 minutes of conversation that's just happened
are
was
you,
that.
Are you going to do the layup or not in someone's driveway?
I mean, yeah, I'm down. Yeah, sure.
I want to let me find like a scary driveway in
have
a scary
Have I ever
party.
Turned down a bit offer?
You have not.
All right.
You don't have to yell my name while you do it, ideally, because that was one bit that got awry.
Great. If I'm being honest with myself, I would much rather be where you are than be where I am.
I forgot that.
And I'm being honest about that.
Okay, but would you send me into like what are you saying? Like basically.
Yes, I would. I would in a heartbeat. Yeah. In a heartbeat. I would do that.
Sure. You send Grant to a terrible job that he hates.
That's why I don't mind doing what I'm doing, because I deserve it. This is what I deserve.
You don't. It's just my life. You do a great job. And you're an important part of the team here.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Shorts.
Good chatting.
Ryan Madsen of the Nationals at 1:30. We will introduce you to one of the team's new relievers next on Grant and Danny here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.